Can you tell me a little about the history of sales tax distribution in North Carolina? It used to be a 50-50 split, with half going to the county where goods are sold and half based on population. When and why did that formula change?
Well, in 2007, some of the more rural counties were having a very difficult time meeting their Medicaid expenditures. We were getting to a bit of a crisis point, and so the General Assembly was asked to intervene. What they did was the state took over the responsibility for Medicaid payments for all 100 counties in North Carolina, and the sales tax distribution model changed to accommodate the savings to the rural counties and the expenditures that were being passed over to the state.
Why do you think sales tax redistribution is being proposed at this time? Why now?
The General Assembly has recognized under the current leadership over the last 5 years that multiple things have been done that have created hardship in the rural communities. There's quite an extensive list of things that have been eliminated that were there for the assistance to rural counties over the last 20 or 30 years. And so the elimination of things such as the Rural Center for the Department of Commerce, the elimination of the capital construction program for rural counties where the state would step in and build new schools at 100% cost to the state to assist the rural, the poorer counties in their student population growth. That's just, you know, a few examples of these programs that no longer exist in North Carolina. So this solution, if you will, is being proposed to undo basically what's been undone in the rural counties.
And why do you think that is? Why do you think that shift in focus of funds and programs happened?
I think a lot of it is just bad politics. The supermajorities in both the House and the Senate have, you know, given, I think there's a feeling of the leadership right now is being bulletproof. That they just made changes where they felt like they were older programs or programs that were passed by other members of the General Assembly, although in most cases these activities that the state was performing were passed in a bipartisan way.
Why don't you support the sales tax redistribution?
This is not an appropriate way to assist the rural communities. It's just a redistribution of wealth. So what we have to do is find ways to grow our economy. And you do that through investment and economic development activities, infrastructure improvements, building schools, all of those things that North Carolina was doing up until the changes that started in 2011.
So do you think that this sales tax redistribution is going to pass in this long session, or is that pretty much dead in the water?
I don't believe it will. And if it were to, much to the credit of the governor, he seems to be standing firm in his promise to veto it if it does take place.
Thank you so much for speaking with me, Representative Hamilton. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure.